Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's 500th show is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Of all time. Stand up, right? About 500. You're going to be at East of Omaha. It's in, we're in Council
Griswold, Bush. Iowa.
Griswold, Iowa.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night with Richard Reese and who else?
Tyler Walsh.
We tweeted out how to get tickets, but East of Omaha.
Yeah, and I've got the info on my Facebook page and Twitter.
At Nick Allen's. This is Twitter. Your Facebook page is just Nick Allen, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, check it out. Go see Nick tomorrow night, East of Omaha.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Do you know how many times you've been on stage?
No.
You probably don't.
No idea.
I guess you have no idea because you did open micers and all the other
stuff. When you first start doing stand-up, you get like, it's the 14th set.
Right, yeah.
Now I'm like, I have no. Who knows? Yeah, some people do a lot better job of like documenting all that.
Yeah, you think we'd know the number of shows that we've done.
You think we should, but we don't.
You can give a rough estimate.
Yeah. Too many, I think. But we got no other skills,
many,
so we
we'll
keep
agree.
Coming back.
You're familiar with Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover model Kate Upton?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's her birthday today.
Is she still with that Verlander dude?
Yeah, a buddy of mine sat about four rows away from her at the Orioles game a couple years ago, a playoff game. Remember, he was pitching for the Tigers, I believe, at the time. Or just at a Tiger game, because the Orioles haven't been in the playoffs in a long time, so it had to be that. And he said, yeah, in person, she's what you think she is.
Hot?
Yeah.
She's 29 today. Sasha Obama is 20 today.
She's tall. Sasha Obama's a pretty tall girl.
Is she the oldest?
Right, yeah.
His oldest, oldest daughter.
Is she the oldest? The other one went
I believe so. I think it's Sasha and Malia.
Yeah, right.
Sasha's the older.
Sasha goes to some Ivy League school.
Stanford? Was it?
Yeah, it might be Stanford. I don't know. Look it up. Is this who's taller?
If you want it to be.
Kate Upton or Sasha?
Obama.
Obama.
Kate Upton's pretty tall. She's model tall.
Yeah, but she's also voluptuous, so she doesn't have to be that tall. Beefy.
This one's tough.
Yeah.
You mean beefy.
I meant curvy. Curvaceous.
Women
don't like the word beefy.
No.
She's not that much shorter than Verlander when she's standing next to him, and he's got to be 6 foot, 6'2".
Yeah, she could have heels on standing next to him.
True. Upton. Kate Upton is taller.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kate Upton.
Yeah, I've changed my mind, and I shouldn't. I should stick with my first instinct, but I will say Kate Upton is taller. But although Sasha's, the Obamas are not short people.
She's always seemed tall in those pictures, but is she tall or is she tall for a kid or actually tall?
Good point.
I'm going to say she's tall. I'm going to go Sasha.
Man, what do I do now?
Pick one.
I know. I shouldn't let this bother me so much. I'm going to go Sasha only because I stuck with it first, and if I lose, life goes on.
It goes on if you win as well.
True.
Let's see
here. A little better.
Yeah.
Sasha Obama is 5'9".
Oh, we lost.
I don't know.
Not we. You.
No.
I picked Sasha,
No, we're
too.
Both Sasha.
You two lost.
Oh.
Did Kate you Upton.
Already?
No.
Kate Upton is 5'10".
There we go.
Dang.
I knew she was model tall.
Man, that sucks.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Not if you win.
He makes a point.
Yeah.
In a survey of more than 2,000 British citizens who are currently in a relationship, just 10% of those who post images of themselves and their partner on social media, just 10% of them describe the state of their couplehood as very happy. Nearly half, 46% of respondents who do not publish that kind of post said their relationship was, in fact, a very happy one.
So people posting too much or just overcompensating, you think?
That's what it sounds like.
They're not exactly sure why, but nevertheless. Almost three-quarters of the respondents who define their relationships as either very happy or happy said they never post couples content.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you scroll through my Facebook page, you'll find me posing with a fish more than with Christy.
Or a national park sign.
And you and that fish are always very happy. Yeah. Well, the fish is never happy, so I get this, you know.
Well, yeah, if you're actually happy.
The fish is having the worst day of its life.
If you're actually happy, you don't need to brag about it.
Of the people who regularly share these posts, 42% their relationship, 42% said their relationship is very unhappy. Not just unhappy, very unhappy.
Well,
they say that posts on social media can create unrealistic expectations.
For all subjects, and it is weird because the problem is if you look at people's Facebook page, it looks like their every day is a party, and you realize they're just like you. Bills, family, problems, life, and stuff exist. Everything is not a party.
Well, if it's just run-of-the-mill, you don't post. Right. Of course you're going to get either you're up
right.
or down.
Or down, right.
It's that not, stops most people.
Right. Right. I'm not going to go on and say, I had a pretty average, boring day.
But you've seen that.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
But I don't post much because the only time I find myself interesting is when, like, I travel.
Yeah, but you're wrong though because because you show yourself with a fish and that's not interesting. I mean, well, to the fish guys.
Yeah, we'll see. To me, it is.
Like, some people just post compulsively. I've seen a recent Facebook post like, "Don't really have anything to say." Yeah. Like, then don't say anything. You're not forced to put anything.
I also think, Todd, that since we accept everybody as our friends, at least our personal pages, although if they want to be our friends. They're actually pretty cool. They're not assets. But I would never post anything on the Todd and Tyler page. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to tell him that he's interesting when he's not traveling. No.
No.
It went the other way. No, you're boring when you travel, too.
No. I'm just talking about it's mainly fish. Saying the scenery he sees is cool. Yeah. But him holding the fish, that's not
interesting. I might be inclined.
That's not interesting at all.
To post.
You could put the same fish photo up. I would know the difference.
I would probably opine more on social media if I didn't have this platform.
But that's a good point.
Anybody who cares about my opinion is probably listening right now.
Yeah, you're right.
And some that don't.
Yeah. Many.
Some that are pissed about them. A lot of couples, you can tell when they're like, this is going well, right? We're happy, huh? See?
Yeah. Married to this lovely lady for 45 years.
You can kind of pick up when it just seems a little forced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been banging this for 30 years.
Yeah, that needs steamed, I'll tell you that now.
We have a family friend, we give him crap. He's on an anniversary trip with his wife, and she posted a picture of him in the hot tub where he just looked completely miserable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, not just didn't want to be there?
No. Like, I don't know if he was fun, just mad about the picture being taken or what. We're like, he's... I bring that up every time I see it. Remember that?
I don't know. We don't post. My wife will post if she's out at dinner or something with friends or something like that. But usually it's the girls take the photo and the guys stay out of the photo. If we're like on a double date or something like that. The girls are always in the photo. The guys just sit there talking at the bar.
You want to be in the picture?
No.
And then you don't even get to ask to take the picture because they know you suck at taking pictures, too.
It's a selfie thing. It's a selfie thing, usually. But I think it's also unrealistic expectations when people look at Facebook all the time and see people just, everything's cool, kicking ass,
Fun all the time.
Right.
nonstop fun at that house. Right.
And then there's the question of what do you do with these posts after you break up? Do you keep them up? Do you delete them?
Yeah, I never thought
One woman
that.
Says she's seen an evolution in how people approach social media platforms, namely Instagram. She says no matter what you post, you're going to get some kind of wild critique or feedback from some asshat, something that you weren't expecting. This causes issues with relationships.
Well, there's that app now that just takes people out of photos. They advertise all the time. It's usually about couples, too.
Oh.
It's like they're two people standing next to the Grand Canyon, and they show the finger, just the tape. You just wipe away the woman's face or the guy, and you're standing there by yourself. I'm not sure what the app's called.
Just with your arm in the air?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Or it used to be wrapped around a person.
Yeah.
You can finally put up that picture of you and Steven Tyler.
I know. I don't know where it's at.
So, there's that. And the relationship experts say, ask yourself, do you feel as happy in your relationship as I'm portraying online?
All right.
And then work through that. Right. Crap.
The only time I wonder if I should be posting something like that is if it's like, you know, like a Valentine's Day or like an anniversary or something.
Right,
and
right.
I know if my wife's going through and seeing all these other posts of people putting stuff up, is she going to want me to do that? But that's not really my thing.
My wife's pretty good about that because the fact is she knows I got to deal with this stuff. She knows what I got to deal with from the listeners and people that hate us. So I'm not real prevalent on a lot of her stuff for that reason. And I like it that way.
Yeah, see, I get
knows the crap I put up with.
I get a speech from her if I talk about sending her flowers on Valentine's Day, Nick. Like, well, no, don't do that because everybody does it that day.
Right.
It's more special if you do it on a day when not everybody's doing it.
Right.
See, if you just join in when everybody's posting about how much they love their
wife.
What's
special is never getting flowers is actually special. I just don't buy them for you. You know I love you, so that's special. How about never getting flowers? That should be your answer.
Right. That's something all the other guys do.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't send you flowers. How's that for different?
You get me, and the rest of those ladies don't. Use that one.
That's a prize in and of itself.
Right.
If I wrote a loving ode to my wife on Facebook out of the blue, she would be like, what the hell is going on?
What'd you do?
Who is she?
Right.
How much do we owe?
What are you covering up?
Yeah.
14 years ago today, I married my best friend.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this isn't her.
And 12 years ago, I divorced her.
And then she left me.
Unfortunately, this is not her. We're still married, but we're not best friends anymore. That's actually pretty funny. I married my best friend.
But you married Brad?
That's the line. That's the line. I don't like having sex with Brad, so I have sex with this woman. Yeah. I didn't marry my... I wanted to marry my best friend, but Brad's... We're not gay. Right.
And that's a title they love. This woman.
Right. I've been with this woman for 14 years.
Emphasis on this.
Right.
Airbnb giving away what might be a fun little treat. They're going to treat 12 people to nearly a year away from home. They call it the Live Anywhere on Airbnb. People will be able to travel between Airbnb's short-term rentals from this September to July of next year, with the company covering the cost of accommodations and providing a transportation allowance.
That's a cool bit. Now, can you go to the place you want to go to?
Apparently.
Because there are Airbnb places in every city, in every town. Somebody has a place online, so... You know, you're going to spend like a day in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how you got to split this up.
Yeah, okay.
Do they call your boss and get you the time off?
Well, yeah, that might be perfect.
Well, I mean, you have to apply for this. Yeah. It's not like they choose you randomly.
Right.
This is like, I think, the New York Times a couple of years ago. You submitted something, some writing, and they make you a travel writer. And they send you to like 100 places all over the world.
Right.
It looked pretty cool if you could win. But then you'd have to write.
Yeah, can you just say,
damn it, I
saw France, had some food, and got drunk. It's great.
Italy was cool.
Period. Yeah, Italy was cool. I liked Ireland. That was cool. That'd be, dude, I won the trip. I can't write, you dumbass.
Busy
I forgot
traveling.
What happened that night, but we were only there a day, so I forgot.
Do they pay your rent for where you live, this Airbnb thing? Or
yeah,
do you just...
I believe so. That's the way it looked from what I read.
No, I think you mean your full-time.
Yeah, like they pay your mortgage.
Yeah, a permanent home.
Right, you're going to need some place to come back to.
Right, it's only a year.
Yeah, you well.
No, there's no word on that.
You got to leave the kid somewhere.
Well, if you're renting, you just you just leave the apartment. You get out of that if you can.
Sublet your house.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So HarperCollins putting out a new book, and I imagine that they want to expose a new generation of people to the collected works of Jim Morrison.
Okay.
Of The Doors.
Yeah.
Richard Reese is just discovering The Doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him.
And I don't know
He's 40.
I don't know if this book is going to help. It's nearly 600 pages long.
What sparked his interest? I'm curious. I never asked him.
Did he hear a tune?
Yeah, you must have just heard it pop up somewhere. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I know that we've spent time listening to The Doors together before, though. We were definitely high as hell.
Well.
Yeah, it's The Doors.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I mean, depending when you were born and you like the rock genre, the younger you are, the further back you got to go to find out all the stuff you never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to explore
our age group, you know, we didn't know the stuff that's happening in the 50s much. But the rest, we kind of know what happens. But the younger you are, say you're 20 and want to discover rock and roll, you got to go way back.
Yeah,
so you're going to find a lot of bands you didn't know. You didn't know, you know. We've done that here a lot of times. We'll play an old song from the 70s or even the 80s, and a young listener will get a hold of us, a 20-year-old guy. Never heard that band, never heard that song. It's great, you know?
Well, a lot of times you end up relying on older brothers or uncles or something, and I'm guessing Richard didn't have any that were probably into The Doors.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, before he had this newfound discovery, we had, you know, listened to The Doors.
Yeah.
I don't know if it just didn't sink in or if you didn't hear it. But
you're busy listening to other stuff, too. You have to discover stuff.
Well, I think it's weirder with somebody like Jim Morrison because what do you feel like, you know, going through posters at a record store or whatever, like Jim Morrison's there, The Doors are there. Yeah. They're just one of those seminal bands.
Exactly. As he died young. He died young, too.
Yeah, but growing up in the 70s, we weren't listening to 50-year-old music.
No. But if you want to go back and discover it, you could discover it. Now you have to go further back.
Well, come and check out this Scott Joplin album.
See, nobody cared about that.
Right.
That's why when things changed with the Beatles, all pop culture changed. Elvis will go even a little earlier than that. It all changed then, and that's why people go back and listen to that music. You're right. We don't care about ragtime.
No.
Everybody wants to know. I mean, it's just rock and roll to us.
Rock and roll is timeless.
Right, right.
Those other genres are not.
But,
they are, but they don't. But rock and roll changed everything. So a kid today can think Zeppelin's cool when Zeppelin broke up 40 years ago.
If it was rock and roll in the 20s, we might have listened to it.
Yeah.
We might have explored it a little bit.
But in a wide pop culture sense, rock and roll is the most timeless genre
of
music.
Oh, yeah. So far, yeah.
All right, DJ Weenie Wagon is with us.
All right.
Morning.
Fellas, you just ruined my 30th anniversary coming up on Monday. Now, what am I going to put on Facebook?
What are you going to put up?
Well, I'll put that picture. Boy, we sure looked happy then, didn't we? 30 years and she still can't cook. That girl can burn water. I don't know. God.
Well, you just sit on the air. So the girl can burn water.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but she's working and you're not.
Oh, no, I am now.
Yeah, I know you are.
Well, airport bartender. Airport bartender.
Maybe you could just post the audio of this phone call.
That's great. Thanks, folks.
Happy anniversary. Oh, he hung up.
Wow.
Oh. Didn't you have an anniversary recently, Todd?
Oh, yeah, no, the 10th of May.
Oh, it was in May. Okay.
Mine
you
was
put
last
something
week.
On Facebook?
Exactly 1 month ago.
You took a picture of your fish?
I
got married on this date, and I found this fish.
Last time I put anything up on Facebook, it was
the fish.
Picture of a fish. Yeah. And I can say that at probably any given time.
300 days a year,
it's
you can
evergreen.
Say that.
I don't know. I posted something nobody got. There's a fish. And...
Yeah, my Facebook post.
Oh, a ski.
These will age out too. Is the dad brag stuff? Here's my daughter. Here's my son. Eventually, they get to be older. You don't just you don't just put pictures of your kids. Here's my kid. He's 26. Profile photo.
It's grandkids after that.
Yeah, but if you don't have grandkids, you have to go back to posting stuff about yourself.
Well, there's always the dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Look what Chloe did today.
Yeah. Chloe licked this.
No, you can't put that on Facebook. That's Twitter.
If it's a close-up shot, you can't tell.
True.
That's what you told me.
Is that your elbow?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it's my elbow.
You have a pet goat?
Oh, that's right. There was a guy holding a goat on Twitter. I got to share this one. And the goat is just laid over. Like, the goat must have fell asleep in his arms, something like that. And the guy says, "Hey, puss, what'd you do to my goat?" Have you seen that? You think you drugged his goat? It's on Twitter this morning. I'll share that since I talked about it.
You gonna make that the goat of the day?
Well, I was.
Or is it already up?
The guy looked like he was holding a dead goat, but I think the goat was passed out from roofies or something.
It had fainted.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see it here.
You see it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't it look almost dead?
Yeah.
I was looking.
Yeah,
for, I was
totally
looking,
looks
I was
dead.
Looking for blood on the neck of the goat, but I didn't see any blood. Like a, I thought the guy might be a serial killer. What's he quote?
In all caps, right. Puss, what did you give my goat? Nothing, Don.
Yeah.
Your goat is fine.
Retweet that. All right. Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah. That's what got you into this problem to begin with.
By saying their goat is fine.
When you do the goat of the day, you just tweet the one goat, right?
Usually. I haven't done one yet today.
Yeah, okay. Because you shouldn't tweet more than one.
No. People share their goats.
It's of the day.
Yeah.
There can just be one.
Yeah, people share
of the
their
day.
Yeah, people share their goats.
It's up there now.
Thank you. A passed out goat is the goat of the day. Yeah. That's not that woke, is it, though?
No, quite literally, it's not woke.
The goat should be awake. And consenting.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.